Four Bloomington Normal women are hoping to bring awareness to a local running club with goals of empowering women. The Multicultural Leadership Program, or MCLP, is in its 10th year of providing leadership development and service to the community. GLT's Mary Cullen speaks with three women on the 261 Fearless Club Bloomington Normal team about their experience in the program ahead of their final MCLP presentation this weekend.
Each year, MCLP participants break down into teams and take on a handful of community improvement projects. The teams then work closely with their chosen organization to achieve a series of personalized project goals. 261 Fearless Club Bloomington Normal was one of the projects assigned to the MCLP class of 2019. Sharon Ware is one of the MCLP participants working with the nonprofit running group.
It began by Catherine Switzer, who was the first woman to participate in the 1967 Boston Marathon. And as a result of some of the challenges she had in becoming a participant and actually being able to finish that race successfully, she started 261 Fearless.
At the time, the marathon was only open to men. As Switzer ran, a race official attacked and berated her, trying his hardest to tear off Switzer's bib number during that second mile. The number on her bib? 261. Nearly 50 years after her infamous run, Switzer founded the 261 Fearless Running Club.
She started 261 Fearless to empower women to actually go out and to begin running or exercising or meeting goals that they have personally.
Ware says the Bloomington chapter of 261 Fearless was one of the first. Now the group has spread internationally with clubs in over 10 countries.
It's really an opportunity for women to find their voices and to find what it is that they're passionate about and to take some time just for themselves to find out what it is that is important to them.
261 Fearless Club Bloomington Normal invites women to unite and find empowerment through running or walking. But MCLP student Kathy Sawyer says 261 Fearless Club Bloomington Normal leader Coach Chris Kinnear wanted to grow the team.
Originally, they came to MCLP with a goal of fundraising to meet their budget for covering insurance costs. And then as we talked to them more and as the project period went forward, they refined it to they wanted to increase membership.
Ware, Sawyer, and their other two team members, Marianela Diaz Hidalgo and Tura Dover, started by creating surveys to see what women in the Bloomington Normal community would like to see in a running club. From there, Dover says the work was primarily helping Coach Kinnear get the word out.
We've created a calendar of events that we feel that she should attend in order to help promote the club and give her that visibility in the community.
Before MCLP, the four women tasked with expanding 261 Fearless Club Bloomington Normal never worked together. Dover says that unfamiliarity led to some serious growth.
MCLP has taught us some great crucial conversation skills and how to go about doing that. They've taught us system thinking and emotional intelligence. So when things are very frustrating for, you know, just not within the group or just dealing with, you know, getting tasks done, we learn each other's communication styles.
Dover says working with 261 Fearless and her teammates brought out her inner leader.
Even though the group is, it's just four women and we're all very busy, it's just stepping forward and saying, okay, I'll do this task and this is how I see things. So putting my voice forward and my thoughts in the forefront as opposed to waiting to be asked.
And it wasn't only putting themselves out there, but also knowing when to have patience, Ware says.
Learning how that we have to be a little bit more specific in the questions that we ask and really listening to the information that we're getting back and trying to figure out how we decipher it and how we put it forth to the final project in our marketing plan. So it's been a very challenging type project.
Challenging in more ways than one. To better understand 261 Fearless, the MCLP women decided to participate in a run. Dover says the club meets every Saturday morning at 8 at Tipton Park in Bloomington when the weather is nice, or at the mall or an indoor track when the weather is less than ideal.
We attended four sessions and it was great. We were very excited. And then we walked away thinking, oh, all of us, we need to do this a little more.
Dover says it was fun, even if they weren't prepared.
we sort of missed the memo, and some of us, we were in business attire with business shoes, but, you know, we still did it. And after she told us, hey, we reached our mile, we were like, oh, we could continue going, you know.
Dover says not only did participating with 261 empower her, but so did participating with MCLP.
There's a great need in our community, and many different needs. And so MCLP helps you to sort of break that down, what those needs are, and align them with your passion. Learn how to align that, because you may see a need in the community and think, okay, I'm going to do that. But maybe I don't know exactly what it is that they want or how to help them in the best way. So I think just for that alone, just getting people to be more involved in the community is a wonderful, wonderful thing.
Her teammate Sharon Ware agrees.
You're going to be very surprised about some of the things that you learn about yourself as you're developing some of your skills in MCLP. And one of the things that it fosters is servanthood and learning how to serve in the community and learning what's important with the organizations that you may choose to partner with.
But above all, Ware and Dover say the best benefits grow from your passion. So for those considering joining the MCLP class of 2020, Dover says,
do it. Turn in your application, get a good support team behind you because you'll need it. And you will find that support once you get in MCLP, once you've been accepted. But I say go for it because you'll learn a lot about yourself. You'll get to know a lot more about the community that you've been in or new to, and all the wonderful things this community has to offer. I say go ahead, go for it, with open mind, and get ready to learn.
The Multicultural Leadership Program brings in a new class every year with all new community projects. I'm Mary Cullen.
An information session for those interested in joining MCLP's Class of 2020 takes place this Saturday at 2:30 at Heartland Community College's Astroff Community Education Center. Following that session is the MCLP Class of 2019's final project presentations. Those wanting more information about 261 Fearless Club Bloomington Normal can visit their Facebook page. This is Sound Ideas.